Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you here on Connection Point. Pleased to have Steve Nardone back on board with us again. He is the Security Practice Director with PC Connection. Last time we talked with Steve, we discussed developing and implementing a rock-solid security management plan. Today, we're going to delve deeper into the details of what it takes to manage a successful security plan. And Steve, with that, I want to thank you for joining us today. And I want to lead us into this conversation in this way. PC Connection. You have a pretty defined life cycle and stages that you're going to walk individuals through. What I want to do is this. I'll name off what the stage is. You give me a quick overview of what these items are. Kicking things off, the security services and solutions life cycle, it starts with discover.
One of the first things you need to do in any particular environment when you're trying to determine where you are is you have to do the level of analysis to figure out what basically the problem statement is, right? And so that starts with a discover process, and that involves understanding all the assets that are part of the enterprise. And you know, we talked about how complex that is in today's world as the enterprise expands beyond that wonderful, you know, red circle of a well-defined security domain. So you have to have the ability to be able to discover all of your assets and then determine whether or not there are vulnerabilities that exist in those assets that require some level of remediation, right? And it all boils down to a level of risk, right? So you determine the vulnerabilities in the environment. You determine if they are exploitable. And if they are exploitable, you know, how are they exploitable? And that sets your risk level. And we have the capability to be able to do that, again, with very sophisticated process and industry-leading tools. They can go into any environment. We can look at fixed assets, wireless assets, whatever it happens to be, and discover where the vulnerabilities are. And from that, then we can move to the next stage of the life cycle.
Which is assess what happens there.
So in assess, what we're doing is we're looking at the level of vulnerabilities that we found and the risk associated with those vulnerabilities, and we're helping customers prioritize where they need to put their energy to help reduce their overall risk. So when you run a penetration test or a vulnerability scan, you can find a myriad of vulnerabilities in an environment, but some of those are very critical and need to be addressed at a high priority. And some of them can be remediated over a longer period of time. And some of them maybe can be dealt with a compensating control that can help put that risk in an acceptable level. And what you need is the level of expertise to be able to look at that risk, understand what real-world threats are today, and how those vulnerabilities can be exploited, and then help advise a customer on how to, in a priority way, start working down that list and helping bring their risk into an acceptable level.
Halfway through the stages, we run into remediate.
So what we want to make sure we do is have the capability to be able to help customers do this, right? So we can define a process in the assess stage that says these are the things that you need to do. And we also have the capability to go into a customer environment and help work with them to actually do these particular remediation actions or just act as a consultant as they're going through to advise them on how best to approach that. But the ultimate thing that needs to be done in order to, again, bring risk into an acceptable range is once you prioritize that, you have to begin to remediate each of those risk items to get to the point where you know that you have your risk in an acceptable level associated with PCI or HIPAA or GLBA or SOX or whatever it is that you're trying to maintain compliance with, or just industry best practices.
Implement is stage number 4 here of this, again, security services and solutions lifecycle.
Once you've determined what you need to do to address each of these particular risk items, part of the remediation process can roll into implementation, which means you need to put some level of either technology or process into the environment to help deal with the issue. So we talked earlier about an information security program or information security policies. Maybe there are a few that are weak or missing that's part of how to remediate the risks that's identified. Or it could be a piece of technology. It could be a next-generation firewall implementation. It could be tuning and tweaking of rules and policies. It could be installing endpoint protection. So any of those could be part of the remediation plan. And again, PC Connection has very qualified experts that can come in and assist the customer in dealing with the implementation phase.
And the final stage here is kind of that ongoing. It's manage.
That's right, manage. And that's really critical, as I talked about before, and not only just from, I'm doing it and I'm complying with some rule that I have in my environment, but actually managing to make sure that you're paying attention to compliancy based upon PCI or HIPAA or GLBA. And over time, what you're doing with this managed process is ensuring that at any given point in time, you know where you stand associated with risk and associated with compliancy. And PC Connection has several qualified processes that we have that can do this extremely well. We work with customers, we get managed services set up. And then again, over time, day over day, month over month, year over year, the manager or the owner of IT security risk has the idea of where they stand in relation to keeping that risk into an acceptable level at any given moment in time.
Hey, Steve, last idea I want to talk about a little bit here. I can only assume that you've had opportunities at times to go in and talk to a team who's probably been trying to manage security in-house. And then all of a sudden, they get an IT security partner on board, and they're starting to be able to offload some of that and really just benefit from the resources of, the knowledge of that security partner. So I want you to break down ever so quickly benefits of working with an IT partner to manage security instead of doing it in-house. What have customers been saying to you? What's the response?
So it's really twofold, right? One is, from a security perspective, having a trusted partner that can come in and advise them on very specific issues associated with managing their overall security risk, right? So we can walk through the whole life cycle. We can talk to them about Protect, Detect, React. We can discover, assess, remediate, implement, and manage the risks that they have in their environment. And having somebody that can come in, understand their process, their business processes, meet with their people, understand their program and policies, and then advise them on how best to understand and manage that risk is a tremendous value. And we hear that coming back from customers all the time. The other piece is part of our overall professional services and solutions division is that all of the groups that we have as part of that division, whether or not it's networking or mobility or storage or server software, any of the areas that are part of our professional services capabilities, security is integrated into all of those as well. So if we go in and we work with them on a networking engagement, right, security is built in as part of that overall process. And customers see a tremendous value in that by having one central place they can go to not only deal with their IT needs across the board, but also to be able to have security integrated into every single one of those areas as a standard strategy.
Hey, good stuff, Steve. Do appreciate the conversation today. I'm going to give some follow-up information to our listeners so they can reach out and get even more. But before I do that, the big old thank you, sir, for joining us today.
Thank you, James. I really appreciate having the opportunity to do this.
And folks, for all of you, if you do want more information about protecting your organization's valuable assets, or if you want to learn more about how a security assessment can help you meet your needs in today's ever-changing data security landscape, then make sure you contact your account manager today. If you would like to learn more, you can also go online to pcconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. And if you would like to send an email, you can do that. It is connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, my name is James Hilliard, and we do look forward to talking to you all down the road.